From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Security is tight in New York City for this morning's annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The NYPD says more than 2,500 officers are securing the parade route, where 3 million spectators are expected to line city streets. At the White House, President Obama says there is no specific and credible intelligence suggesting a terror plot in the U.S., this nearly 2 weeks after deadly attacks in Paris claimed by ISIS. NPR's Brian Naylor says security is also tighter at airports across the U.S.
Security officials have long been worried about a possible insider attack at a U.S. airport by an airport employee who doesn't have to go through screening. After a plot to smuggle weapons on flights from Atlanta to New York involving a baggage handler was uncovered last winter, the TSA did tighten airport security. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says more steps may be needed.
We're evaluating whether more is necessary right now. That's something that I and TSA have been focused on.
Among the possible steps being contemplated is requiring more airport employees go through screening. The TSA has stepped up security at airports nationwide this weekend when some 25 million Americans are expected to fly. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Pope Francis is in Kenya today, a country dealing with Islamist militants. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli says the Pope's trip to Africa includes stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic.
Interreligious dialogue, the Pope said, is not a luxury, not an optional, but essential in our world, which is wounded by conflict and division. He said Christian and Muslim leaders have little choice and must engage in dialogue to prevent what he called the barbarous Islamic extremist attacks that have recently struck Kenya. Just last May, Al-Shabaab Islamic militants killed nearly 150 students, most of them Christian. The Pope said all too often young people are being radicalized in the name of religion to sow discord and fear and to tear at the fabric of our societies. On his arrival in Nairobi Wednesday, Francis said, experience shows that violence, conflict, and terrorism feed on fear, mistrust, and despair caused by poverty and frustration. Sylvia Poljoli, NPR News, Nairobi.
Volkswagen is now facing fines in South Korea for rigged emissions tests. The government in Seoul says it's seeking more than $12 million from VW. It's also ordering the recall of 125,000 vehicles after finding evidence the German automaker rigged emissions testing in that country. VW is setting aside more than $7 billion to deal with fines and recalls in the U.S. and other countries tied to that scandal. Sandra is now a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the eastern Pacific off Mexico. It's expected to begin weakening sometime tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington. The family of Frank Gifford says the late NFL broadcaster and Pro Football Hall of Fame running back had a degenerative brain disease. NPR's Nathan Rott reports Gifford is part of a growing list of former players discovered to have had CTE.
Frank Gifford took a lot of hits during his 12-year career with the New York Giants, but none more memorable than the one he took from Philadelphia Eagle Chuck Bednarik in 1960. Its aftermath was captured in a now famous photo, Bednarik celebrating, Gifford crumpled on the turf. Gifford's family decided to have his brain studied after his death in August to see if it showed signs of the degenerative brain disease chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. In their statement, the family said their suspicions were confirmed and that Gifford did suffer from the disease. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell put out a statement saying that he appreciates the family's desire to help the medical community understand more about CTE and that player health and safety is the NFL's highest priority. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Costco says tests by the Food and Drug Administration suggest a mix of onions and celery is what's behind an outbreak of E. coli in 7 states. At least 19 people have gotten sick. Costco says the vegetable mix used in its chicken salad sold at stores nationwide comes from a wholesaler in California. Most of those who've become ill are in Montana, Utah, and Colorado. No injuries are reported after a United Airlines jet bound for Denver was forced to return to California after a bird strike. The airline says it caused one of the engines to fail on Flight 2005 out of Sacramento. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.